The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for joining the show. Thank you for being a part of the show. We appreciate you being there. Welcome to the show. We talk about spirituality. We try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. We bring out the best in you, want you to wake up. Wake up and realize that you are limitless. Wake up and realize that you're not living the life that you're supposed to. Wake up and realize that you are not living your true potential. Wake up, just wake up. See that we've been told or realize that we've been told many different stories throughout our lives. We are spiritual beings and we've come from a spiritual place, a perfect place where there's no such thing as hurt or harm. We've come there with this package to acquire a body here on this planet. Wake up and realize your greatness and that you are perfect. If you've come from a perfect place, you have to be perfect. And perfection doesn't allow mistakes. You're not making the mistake, you're learning. Part of what we want to accomplish is to learn who we are, what we are, where we've come from. What is our purpose here? Wake up and tap into your spirituality. Wake up and realize that you are the God that exists. You are the most important person. You're the top shelf. You are the driver. You need to wake up and realize that. We talk about wake up every day in our show. We talk about waking up and for you to reach the full potential that is available to you. It's your human right. It's your birthright. It is the journey that you're on. We're taking many journeys to get through our life, many different paths, but it all leads to the same thing. We say, wake up and realize your path. Tap into your spirituality, open your eyes, realize that you are the greatest. You are the top shelf. You are the driver. You are not the body. The body is just the vehicle that gets you from point A to point B. You reside in the vehicle. You live in it, use it. When it gets too old, broken, tired, or an accident, we lay it down and we get a new one and we continue our journey. We never leave here. Wake up. Take what you've been given, the wisdom that is available to you, and use it to the best of your ability to use to become the best you. We don't believe in coincidences. Everything that happened will happen for a reason. And you've come here to fulfill a purpose. You may have come on your own, as well as you may have brought a team. The idea of it all is to finish the task. We want you to wake up and realize who you are, what your potential could be, how to live among people, how to live the best life for yourself. We simply say, wake up. Wake up, everybody. I welcome you to Barrington Awaken. I thank you for tuning in. Today, we're going to talk about different things. One of them is to get you on the path of realizing that you are from a place of perfection and that you yourself, you're perfect. Nothing wrong with you. Do not compare yourself to anyone else. It's not fair. It wasn't designed that way. Like the snowflake, you bring about your own uniqueness, though collectively it joins together and creates something different. We're part of a team. Individually, we're single. One, we have a purpose. Your purpose would have been or could have been to come here and join a team. Regardless of what it is or what you're supposed to do, you have a purpose. I say wake up. Wake up and find that purpose. This is your calling. If you're hearing me, you're searching. If you're searching, you're definitely in the right place. You realize there's more to you than you're aware of. We were misguided a very long time ago. We were told to believe in certain things and follow certain leaders and follow certain things. However, the message that is yours will only be given to you. The message, the purpose, whatever it is that you seek, it will come to you. And it doesn't come from another organization telling you how to live, what to believe, where to go. And definitely cannot tell you what is right from what is wrong. That is interpretive. And a lot of people will do things and say it's right. Many will see it and say it's wrong. We don't understand their purpose. We have a life to live, and we try the best, to the best of our abilities, to do that. Welcome, everybody. My old-time listeners, new listeners, free people from all around the world, thank you for joining us. Welcome, everybody. Welcome home. Barrington Awaken. He am I. I am he. The mission of Barrington Awaken is to create a unified world for people in every country to have the opportunity to communicate with one another. Barrington Awaken corresponds effectively to share the ideas and to understand our uniqueness as well as to make a peaceful and a safe environment. We graciously embrace and celebrate our multicultural experiences and the willingness to come together in unity. Barrington Awaken supports to recognize and to accept who and what we are and to bring us together in harmony as one family, to appreciate that we're all from the same origin by the same method. Barrington Awaken will treat you with the respect that you deserve. Teach us never to look down on anyone and to do all that we can to elevate everyone. With Barrington Awaken, we are connected to like-hearted people and strong unity across our planet. This is a world that emits true love and offers friendship, comfort, and enlightenment while providing wisdom to the youth and youthful ideas to the age. Through Barrington Awaken, confidence is raised as we assist to embrace the spirit of goodness, which innately flows through us. Barrington Awaken inspires us to live as we innately are made to do and to build strong communities where we're all equally important. We learn through kindness we can be healthier. This is our world. Please join us. And together, we work together to accomplish goals and to continue to achieve success with positive outcomes. Thank you for hearing that. That's our intent. It was a mission statement that went out of hand and got too long. So we've changed it. The Barrington Awaken is there, and we're creating this. And right off the bat, I want to say I welcome anyone out there who has an idea that may impact what we're doing We welcome you to share that with us, or rather share it with everybody else who wants to hear what you have to say. We thank you very much for participating, even if you're just listening. You may ask, why this show? Well, it's to have people wake up. It's to deliver the message. It's for you to realize that you are connected. It is to open the doors. To open the doors to spirituality and to guide, taking you to that spiritual place. You have an obligation to share. If you've got the ability to hear, and if you're in tune and you've got the ability to receive messages from the spiritual world, you have an obligation to share it. And share it, you should, for free, and don't be charging people for it, because that is wrong. I can't see nature understanding currency. We made that up. If you have that information, it's an obligation for you to share. We have, and we've heard many times, the leaders make mistake and they blame it on something, some foreign entity. They messed up. If they've come from a perfect place, that's not possible. But if they're preaching to be holier than thou and they're not practicing that, then there's a situation that you might want to consider. We don't necessarily want to accept it. We must hold the leaders who's given us all this information as to how to live, how our life should be governed, what to believe, what not to believe. We have to hold them accountable, because if they're delivering a message and the message is foul, you have to know the message is not coming from a place of the spiritual world. So when they mess up, you have to try to understand or try to figure out where are they getting their information from, because the spiritual world does not deliver false information. You've never one day had a gut feeling and go with it, and you were wrong. The spiritual world is a place that deals with truth, and you will find the truth. We have the ability to tap into that truth while we exist here in the body, because we're still a spiritual being, even though we're in the physical body. You have this obligation to deliver the message that has come to you. For those who haven't been woken up or not taken heed to the messages, you have an obligation to create a path, a light, a hope, something to have them engaged, to wake up. You will meet people out there that could stimulate you in a way that you could create your own cures for whatever illnesses that you may have. That is a message. You will understand that just because you're not reaching your potential, or just because you're not reaching the goals that you've set for yourself, you may want to consider yourself as failed or a failure, and that is wrong. You have not. It might not be what's laid out for you. It might not be what you've chosen for yourself, the path that you should be on, but failure does not exist in the perfect world. Do it again. Try it again. Get up and go again. Leave the worries or the mistakes of yesterday where they are. Look at the hope and the promises for tomorrow and address them accordingly. Let's not worry about what's behind us. There's nothing we can do to change anything from yesterday. We have to move forward. This is how we were designed. Whatever happened yesterday, let it go. Accept it as human mistake, error, or learning tool, stepping stone. Do not carry yesterday's problems into today's life. It will become confusing to you. Be a spiritual being. Accept the fact that you are coming from somewhere perfect You are not the body. We're simply the breath that makes the body function. If you want to say the gasoline in your vehicle, it gets you from point A to point B. And when it gets too old, you lay it down, you get another one, and you start again. I've said many times, and I'll continue to say, we do not leave here. People will tell us, others will mention that we do, but we don't. We are a product of this land, this world, this universe. It's all within us. It's innate within us. You are a product of here. You have an obligation to live the best life. You have an obligation to help those or to guide those. You may have come as an individual. You may be participating in what is called a team, like a team sport, to accomplish a task, to deliver a message, to change the world, to cure a disease, to live happily ever after. Not like the movie's telling you, because that's made up too. But you have the ability to do all that. Wake up. Wake up. You have all you need to survive this land. Barrington Awaken is the organization that we're putting together. And I said earlier, I welcome your input. We are a team working together. Whatever you have that you can offer that may help others. When you have the questions, throw them out there. You have to know the questions won't benefit you alone, because we're all the same. Like the fingers on our hand, the left hand fingers may look different than the right hand fingers, but they're still attached to the same body, as we, all of us, are attached to the same universe. There's no special part. There's no elite box. There's no better neighborhoods. We're all a part of it. What changes is opportunity, or not knowing that you have the opportunity to be all that you can be. Wake up, everybody. This is what we talk about. Wake up. Thank you for being a part of the Barrington Show. Wake up. Send us your contribution or something you feel may be of an impact on what we're doing. Join us. We're a team. You are a part of me. I am a part of you. I am. He am I. I am he. It is saying I am you and you are me. You may not want to agree or accept that, but we're all connected. We're part of the great wave. This is what we want to do to have an impact on the world. I talked about the message and the intent and how it is that all of us could be equally important to what we're doing, to our cause. What part of that vehicle do you represent? And can the vehicle perform without you doing your part? The world of unification does exist. Every single one of us has the ability within us, because we're all spiritual beings. We're from the same place. Long before somebody got a hold of this program and started pulling us in different directions, pulling us in other directions to benefit their cause, to benefit their cause. The ones that you follow blindly, follow the rainbow and see where it leads, to somebody else's pocket or ego. We are all the same. We have our own message to deliver, purpose to serve. You are not different than anyone else, other than the ideas that you may have adapted from yourself, maybe from the TV, maybe from your society, maybe from your language or whatever, but still, the root to all of it is the same. You may drink wine or beer, but you have to acknowledge the fact that the both of them does the very same thing, just a different taste, maybe a different flavor. So it'd be kind of foolish to criticize the man who's not drinking what you're drinking, simply because maybe it's not available. Maybe the taste buds don't work that well, or the allergies may be impacting it. But the end result of him drinking the wine, you drinking the beer, the common denominator among all of it is exactly the same. We're spiritual beings. everything that we set out to be is identical. We want to accomplish our task, our goal, do our purpose, find our purpose, wake up and survive. The end of the day, it's the same for everybody. You can't assume that you're lesser. It is hurtful to assume that you're greater. The more you take is the less that you will have. And I've said that quite a few times. The more you take is the less that you will have. Focus on self. Focus on what's important. Focus on you. Pay attention to you. Pay attention to what is needed, what is necessary. Please don't spend much of your time thinking that you're not worthy. You are creating suicide. You are acting and living a spiritual demise. Allow yourself to rise up and to realize who you are. Barrington Awaken inspires us all to live, which is what is innate within us, to build stronger community, as well as to feel that you are just as important as everyone else, equally important. And you will learn that the kindness that you perform is healthier. If you're not carrying around negativity, anger, and you want to be vindictive or spiteful or even egoic, which I think falls in the same basket, you will live a healthy life, believing that all things are possible. All you need to do is to open the door and accept what is rightfully yours. Open the door, turn on that light, see the path, take a journey. Many different roads, but it's all leading to the same destination. Wake up is what I ask you to do. Wake up. Do not spend any of your time trying to look down on the other man. Spend your time trying to figure out how to elevate. Because the higher he goes, the bigger the hope for you. And he might very well be the one who takes a step in front of you so he could reach a hand up and bring you forth. Let's not be critical of that, because you may be shooting the messenger that's delivering the message that is going to make you live a very prosperous life. You're equal to all. You are equal to all. You need to understand that. We were created equal. We've all come from the same origin, and I said it in the message, by the same method. We have come from the same origin by the same method, and we will return to the same origin by the same method, the same place. What sets you apart is how you utilize the tool that you brought with you. How do you do that? We can look at our people that we admire and see how Gandhi did what he did. And that's phenomenal. Equally, Michael Jackson did the same thing. And that was phenomenal. Or Nelson Mandela, John Lennon. All these people are the Queen, Diana. Do these things that was phenomenal. The end result is phenomenal. They've got the ability to live to their full potential. And then equally to say, I don't want to say this, but the guy from Germany that was killing a whole bunch of people, yeah, he did that too. And of course, some people will interpret that as bad and others won't. I just leave it alone, period. Wake up. Wake up, everyone, and realize your potential. Wake up to who you are. Tap within yourself to find that source. Wake up. We're building an organization that we want people to be a part of. Everybody, we want you to be a part of this. Wake up. Open your eyes. You play a very important part. You're equally important, and this belongs to all of us. Long before the organization and the groups separated and divided and try to conquer another being, we lived in harmony. We lived within the realm of nature and spirituality. We're growing because technologically we're doing great, but we're stepping away from what is necessary for you to know thyself and live accordingly. Be happy and be free. Wake up is what we talk about. Thank you for listening. You're listening to Barrington and Barrington Awakening. We have a book, Awaken, Not Awakening. It's called Ascension Guide. Awaken, Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. It allows you to wake up. This is available to you if you want at Amazon.com. It's a good read. Wake up, everybody. This is what we talk about. And most importantly, please come home. Come home. You're not stranded here. There's a place for you. There's a place where love is eminent, where it's everywhere. It's equal. It's free. No one will look down on you. No one will criticize you. No one will make fun of you. If you find yourself in a situation where you're using artificial stimulation to cope with life, there's a way to find yourself, to rid yourself of that. Because the more you indulge, the less you are focused on where you're supposed to be. I can't tell you that your purpose was not to come and find the effects of that. If it isn't, and you're not, and you're there, you're not happy, there's a way back. There's a way out. There's an opportunity for you to wake up and find your purpose. Your purpose could be to teach others. And in the weird way we're taught is that a lot of us are teaching others what not to do by their example. They all lead by example. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Wake up is what we want you to do. That's what we're gunning for. That's what we hope you do. Please wake up. This is your intent. We have Barrington Awakened on this side. You're part of this. If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you have a statement, if you have something, others out there will benefit from it. I've had that personal conversation with others where they've said they've heard your questions and they said, oh my God, that was my exact questions. The answers are the same. If you have a question, please don't hesitate to ask. There's an answer for every question or there wouldn't have been a question. Have we got any email there?
We do have some emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. If you'd like to get on board, please send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And Carol did that. She says, Mr. Barrington, if we come from that perfect place, then why are we so screwed up? And that's from Carol. Thank you, Carol, for that. Jake writes in and says, so there are no coincidences in life. How do you explain that? And that's from Jake. And let's see. Millie wrote in and said, yes, Barrington, I am sick and tired of these seers and psychics that charge people for a session. And they really don't tell you anything. In fact, most of the information they give you is false or an outright lie. Those people should be put in jail. If someone really knew something to help someone, why would they charge them? That's from Millie. Let's see here. Paulette wrote in. Thanks for giving us hope and love in this coming holiday season. I enjoy your show. That's from Paulette. And let's just see here. And back to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Some of those made me chuckle. Like Millie. Okay, now you said that you said clearly other people are giving you readings, so they claim, and this is not, they're not accurate. Yeah, usually they're not accurate, and a lot of the times the people who are giving you the reading, they will ask you questions. Basically, where have you been? I was outside. Well, okay, now you're going to get wet. Well, you are wet because you're outside and it's raining. So they pick up on what you've said and give you an answer accordingly. I agree with you 150% that if a message needs to be delivered, it was given to you as the delivery person, and you pass it on for free. You do not charge them to deliver the message. It's not even your message. It's not even your message. And sometimes it's not a verbal message. It could be a physical message. It could be something that you need to pass on to somebody else. And no, you don't charge them for it. And they, the ones who are giving you this made up thing, I know there's an answer for them. I know there's an end for them. I know when the bitterness finally hits home, and it will, you will not be happy with the results, because I know for sure God did not put you here, or your creator did not put you here to take advantage of other people. I know that for sure. That doesn't happen. All the guys who are calling me, telling me all the things that, you know, the Border Patrol is looking for me, or the government of our country is looking for me because they want me to give them money. Yeah, I ask them all the time, do you honestly believe God gave you that opportunity to come here to take advantage of other people? And they hang up the phone because they get the message. You, if you're doing the same thing falsely, the message is out there for you. You will pay. The more you take, the less you will have. Hope that answers the question for you, Millie, and for those who've been on the fence pondering and wanting to go out and take other people's money or take advantage of them. I hope that has an impact on your life. Paulette, thank you very much. And hope is there. We are not dead. We're alive. As long as you can hear me, that means it's working. You are the breath, Paulette, and everything you hope to accomplish in life is well within your grasp. You have to stand up and acknowledge it. Never mind what happened yesterday, because yesterday is not relevant to now. You may be in a bad spot, or you may find yourself in a what seems as a hopeless situation, but it might be just a lesson that you need to learn to take that positive turn, to do a pivot, as my friend would say, to change the direction of the flow, to alter the mindset or the mood, that you're never stuck. As long as you breathe and you walk and you can do all these things, you are a spiritual being that has the ability to stand up and change everything about you. It's all within the mind. I've met people before who's been trying for years to quit smoking, and now they're planning to do it. I've met people for years who's been overweight, and now they're changing the idea and the perception as how to create what you want. You are your own creator. Your tools are in your tool bag. You just have to go there and pay attention to it. And by all means, I'm going to re-say this word, pay attention to it. The answers come. That's what I want to tell you, Paulette. All of life is about hope and love. When you've exited the body, you laid it down, you don't need anymore, there's no worries in the world. And until then, enjoy your journey and see to it that you're getting the best music for your dance. Something like that. Make sure you're enjoying it all the way. There's no need, no mood, no time for you to fall down in despair and believe that you can't do it. Do not give up on you. You throw your heart overboard, the body's going to follow. Throw your heart as high as up in the sky, high in the sky as you can. And remember this, please remember this. You're not about to soar like the eagles if you're flocking with the turkeys. It just doesn't work. You can't soar like an eagle while you're flocking with a turkey. So take a good look at your environment and create positive influences as to where you want to be. You've never seen the turkeys soaring up in the sky. You see them on the dinner table at Christmas and Thanksgiving and stuff like that. But if you know, the eagles are the eagles. And if you're just destined to become that, you have to sort of choose your environment. You will not ever soar like the eagle when you're flocking with the turkeys. Jade. Oh, well, I'm going to go to Carol. We're going to go to Carol. We talked about the perfect place and that we're all perfect. And all these things that we talk about is a perfect. The place is perfect. Why do we mess up? We're not paying attention. That was your question. Very specific. How is it that we screw up so badly? One thing I want to ask you is, how do you define screwing up? And is it just relevant to what you see as something that's not going your way? You may consider that a screw up, a mess up, all that thing. If your ice cream cone falls out of the cone, you think it's a mess up, but you just save your teeth. you know, and your blood sugar and all these things. So there's many ways to look at this thing, and you can't interpret what is mess up for me like I can't do it for you. But what I can tell you is stay focused and look towards what it is that is productive for your life. We're not messing up. We're from a perfect place, and we're living a perfect life, and we're in this perfect world. And I could see everybody here, everybody rolling their eyes around saying, that's not true. But if it wasn't perfect, how should it be? If it wasn't this way, how should it be? When you say this world is not perfect, who are you comparing it to? And what other world do we have to compare it to? When you say that you are not perfect, please tell me, who are you comparing yourself to? Like the snowflakes, man. You've got your individuality. Impact, and it'll create something as a group, and you could put together a snowball and throw it, but it has created something. But as they fell to the earth, it was unique. And as a team, they make a snowball or a snowman or a snow hill. We are perfect. We're absolutely perfect. We're perfect. We are perfect. So are you. If you just stop for a minute and don't listen to Tell Lie Vision, listening, telling you how you should be, who your friends should be, where you should be, how you should be, you will not feel bad about yourself. Then you need more wine or sleeping pills or wake-up pills. You are perfect. This is the life that you need to live. You need to see all the things that's benefiting you and live accordingly. You are perfect. You need to know that. It's a perfect place. We've come from a perfect place. We're spiritual beings. And all that exists is within us. You can argue all you want or not willing to accept the fact, but you are perfect. If you think you're too short, quit comparing yourself to the taller person. If you think you're too thin, quit comparing yourself to the bigger person. If you think you don't have enough money, quit comparing yourself to the person who has a lot more than you. You are you. What is your purpose? What is your goal? What's your destination? Maybe you are supposed to be short. This is how life is. Do not do the comparison because it's unfair. You can't say the dog is a better animal than the cat because they're different. You can't say the elephant is more attractive than the zebra because that's relevance to opinion. But each of them within themselves are perfect. It's a perfect elephant, perfect zebra, or dog or cat, whatever it may be, or a person. You have to know this about you. You are perfect and live accordingly. All the things that you hope to accomplish in life is within you. It's in the toolbox. Get in there, find it, find out, figure out how to get in there. Find it. Work it to your advantage. Work your mojo. Do the dance. Because you have found it. You've come home, and home is telling you where all the answers are. Go get it. Open that box. You are perfect. You need to know that. We're not messing up. Life is like this. We're perfect. We are perfect, and quit looking at the negative, what you consider the negativity as bad. Because in order for some of these things to happen, sometimes it's delivering a message to us. Sometimes it's bringing education to others. So it's doing a whole bunch of other things. We do not know the reason. We do not know the reason. One of the questions that I never did get the answer to this, and it's real raw, but I'm going to say it, that when I was in school, we're studying, I remember asking the professor if Hitler's victims were victims or volunteers. Tough one. I'm not touching that. Forget it. We're perfect. We are absolutely perfect. In saying all that, we have to talk about coincidences, because that's one of the questions that was thrown to us right now. There's no such thing as a coincidence. Everything that happened will happen for a reason. You can't imagine what the reason of COVID would be, but it is changing a lot of things. It's changing the world. It's changing how we see, how we interact. And for the first time in the entire existence of our world, we're actually dealing with the same thing at the same time. The world is changing. A lot of unnecessary things are disappearing. The world is changing. So is this a coincidence? Well, we've had the Spanish flu. We've had other diseases that's wiped out a lot more people than COVID did. Is it a coincidence? You meet the person of your dream, the love of your life. By chance, you just happen to have been in that spot at the same time. Is it a coincidence? There are no such thing in the world as a coincidence. Everything that happened will happen for a reason. It's not a coincidence that the caterpillar crawls into the cocoon and merges from that to become the butterfly through metamorphosis. That's not a coincidence. It's an act of nature. Things that you may value in life will go away from you simply because they don't serve you, or it's blocking you from your pivot or your next turn or the next move. It's not a coincidence. Do I believe there's a coincidence? No, absolutely not. Everything that will happen for a reason. The earth will shift. The mudslide will happen. Yeah, you could call that an accident, but the earth has to shift. It did. If it didn't shift, we wouldn't have all the continents we do today and many different kinds of people. Was it necessary? I'm not sure. I wasn't there. But we are dealing with it. Was it a coincidence? Absolutely not. It was supposed to happen that way. The world is perfect. I just want to keep saying that until you guys understand it. And because you're part of it, you also have to acknowledge the fact that you are perfect as well. We're talking about Darrington Awaken. We're talking about wanting you to join a spiritual group, not physically join it, just do it in the mental aspect of it to change your life, to move forth and to find out what's out there for you that makes you happiest, because the intent is for you to be happy. Unfortunately, a lot of us has fallen so far down the rabbit hole, we forget what happiness is. Or we don't think it's within our clutches. Happiness is what gives you the meaning of the reason to wake up in the morning with a smile on your face. Wake up naturally with a smile on your face, embracing the beauty of now. Do not bring yesterday's mistakes or yesterday's mess up or yesterday's accident into today's plate. Today is today. It's fresh. It's brand new. Wake up is what we encourage people to do. We are connected to like-hearted people throughout the world. I believe we're better, we're more good than we're the other one. I believe there are more people out here who are willing to help than the opposite. I believe there are more people out there who seek to find a unified world more than the others. I believe that we will rise up and become one and create the balance. I do understand and accept the fact that we need the delicate balance in life, the yin and the yang. Sadly enough, the lion has to eat the zebra, will suck for the zebra, but it is the balance. And we all have a role to play. I'm not sure if I would volunteer to play the zebra's role, because it doesn't look like a lot of fun, but I'm not a zebra, so I can't say that. Maybe we've got it wrong. Coincidence don't happen. Everything that happens is happening for a reason. So because we are like-minded, we're coming home. This information is being passed on. Others out there are picking up on this information and want to find this way to find a path that sets them free. Find the path. Gets them free. I've got to step back here a little bit and answer a question that just popped in my mind a second ago about, I think it was Carol who's asking us why we mess up. Millie. And the reason we mess up is because we're misled. We're told a lot of stories. I'm going to go back to where I was in a second, but just, I need to answer that right away. That answer just came to me. We are being misled, we're being led down a rabbit hole, we're being misguided, we're being told bad things that is not relative to our life, to our lives. That's why we mess up. We tend to correct it, and then we're reprimanded for doing the correction. If you don't abide by these rules, you're going to burn in hell. What kind of crap is that? We're told to follow these rules, and it's not possible that one person gets the message for everybody when everyone could go get the message for themselves. And that one person who's delivering the message has messed up counters and hundreds of times with an excuse. Well, that's just not right. You mess up over and over and over and over again, and you have an excuse. Well, we had to do this and we had to do that. I was tempted by the devil, which doesn't exist. You have to know that. You know, I was tempted by the devil, or I was led wrong, or the God told me to do that. Well, that's a direct BS, because you are the God. And yeah, you may have told yourself to do it because there's something else that's off. We mess up because we're not following the truth. That's the answer to your question. We do what you consider messing up because we're not following the truth. That's why we drink, and that's why we have a hard time sleeping at nighttime or have to take pills for everything, because we're confused within our own minds as to how to live. If you were going to bed every night at 11 o'clock and allow the natural process to happen of the rejuvenating, you'd wake up at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning feeling fresh with a smile on your face. But unfortunately, we're not doing that. We're too stressed out. So I had to come back to say all that, because it was very, very important that we say all of that. Your goals that you set out to accomplish, they're there. You just have to know within yourself that you are going to get there. And it will happen. If you see it, it happens. Put it in front of you. It is moving towards you as you are moving towards it, whatever it may be. Set yourself on a path that's going to give you the best way to live your life. Put yourself on that path. Put yourself on that path. And for a lot of us, I can tell you for all certainty that I've been on this journey for as far back as I can remember. Even before I started school, the things I used to say and the things I used to do, I realized that I'm being protected for a reason. I couldn't understand it, but there are certain things that wasn't appealing to me, and I just walked away from it. Certain companies that I've met that didn't work in my favor, and I just walked away from it. Or they walk away as I journeyed on into what I'm doing today. You're being protected. You're being guided by your higher self, or if you want to call it elements from the spiritual world, or if you want to call it nature, all the same, you're being protected for a purpose. And at some point in your life, you will realize, I now realize why my life has gone the way it has gone. And I needed to go to this and do that and experience this and feel that, get exposed to that. And every step that I've taken that led me here is justified. Same for you. Same for everyone else. Find your path. Find your path. If you're doing something that is wrong, stop doing it. If it's not true, you do not say it. And if it does not belong to you, you don't take it. Okay? If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's not true, don't say it. If it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. Now it gets confusing because you might not know it's wrong. Just ask the people that you're doing it to and see the effect. Wake up, everybody. That's what we talk about. Have we got anything else there, G?
We do have some emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with Barrington. You have about 10 more minutes. If you'd like to write in, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Greg did that, and he wanted to know if you celebrate Christmas the way that most Christians do, believing it is the birth of Christ. And that's from Greg. Lisa writes in, says, Merry Christmas. I am a longtime listener from San Francisco, California. And that's from Lisa. Diane says, the analogy of the eagles and the turkey is brilliant. That's Diane. And Nate writes in and he says, the best thing that I have heard on radio in the past 10 years is when you said, tell lie vision. Ain't it the truth?
Yeah. Nate?
That's from Nate. He believes that television is a lie. Back to you.
Nate, I'm going to jump on that one right away. You're absolutely right. It does lead us down a path, and a lot of people don't understand that it makes us feel bad about ourselves, because the first thing it does, it puts you in comparison with everybody else. And, you know, you say, I'm certain age. How come I didn't accomplish that like this guy did? Or, you know, the exposure is completely different. The environment is completely different. The surroundings is completely different. And what's really different is your purpose is obviously very different. But when you watch it for a long time, it shows you all the glamour things of life, usually, or the negative things of life, the bad news and all the bad things that's happening. And it does have an impact on you. It influences you in ways that you shouldn't be influenced. I'm not saying don't watch TV. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of information out there that's great and it's on the television. But because you got to sift through it to get to it, you may not. You may miss the point. I don't think you're going to go to a hamburger joint that to get healthy food because they put a leaf of lettuce on your burger with a lot of ketchup and mayo. If you want a healthy food, you probably go to a store that offers healthy food. So what I'm saying is you have to sift through so much of the stuff, the television to get to the truth or things that's of value to you. Usually it's giving you negativity. Usually it's giving you our stuff that's not of relevance to your life. And it's usually giving you false hope. I hope, but I'm never, ever tell anybody not to do that. I'm just saying, be mindful of the subliminal messages you get from it. And you will feel bad about yourself when you spend a lot of time watching it because we're too busy comparing ourselves to these people, to that lifestyle, which we don't know what their lifestyle is. We just see it on a box and we tend to say, oh, that's awesome. Or, you know, and poor baby or whatever the case may be. The truth is the one that stands right beside you. You're in the same environment. You're in the same, you've been exposed to the same things, and you have to be able to relate to what is available. I don't know that the man that lives, the bushman who doesn't want to have this world will ever be the leader of the corporate world. I can't see that happening, but you know what? Weird enough, he has the ability to become just that. But you're right. The television does make us feel bad about ourselves. And we should, I'm not going to tell you not to do it. I'm just saying it's there. You know, I wouldn't swallow a razor blade. I hope to God you wouldn't either. The eagle and the turkey analogy is something I've had for many, many, many years. I was in a bar one night and I had a lady that worked in my office and she was a young assistant and she came in and I realized the friends that she was keeping, well, she was bright. She was doing very well in life. And I realized the friends that she was keeping was not influencing her in a positive manner. And I told her one day before we left the office, I said to her, you know, you're not about to flock like the turkeys, if you're flocking with the turkeys. Sorry, let me say that again. You're not about to soar like an eagle if you're flocking with the turkeys. And that's it. 2 weeks later, she quit. And of course, I was sad by that. Anyway, about 10 years later, a lady came up and gave me a hug and said, thank you. You told me that story about the turkey and the eagle, and she had moved on, went to college, changed her life, and became a great person. I was very happy for her. My point being is, yes, you have to look at the surroundings and make sure they're applicable to your life. And if somebody is dragging you down, it's time to move on. And if somebody's not allowing you to get to where you want to be or to exercise your full potential or to open up your toolbox to make all these things work for you, step off, back up, run away, because you're being held down. Merry Christmas, Lisa. Thank you very much for this. I'm going through this pretty quickly because we're running out of time. Merry Christmas, Lisa, and thank you very much. And, you know, I do celebrate Christmas, and I think Greg was asking the same thing. I do celebrate Christmas, and we talked about this last week, that for the season, not the birth of Christ. I'm going to answer both of these questions with one go at it. The birth of Christ, you know, we needed a holiday many years ago, many, many years ago, to celebrate the end of the year. There used to be the pagan holiday or the sun god's holiday at the end of the year. And the best that I know of, I think JC, Jesus Christ, was born in the middle of the summer, somewhere in June. And they just needed a big celebration. Now, today has become the corporate world that we go out and shell out a lot of money from November till December 25th, because the corporate world has jumped on the bandwagon and we're buying 15 or 20 presents to our, for people that surround us. But Christmas is about the love and the joy and the hanging out with your family and your friends, and even the, just a break. It's not to buy this big present or that fancy present, because it doesn't mean anything. Your present should be you being there, being you, being true to yourself. That's the present. Give that. Give love. Give an embrace. Give something. And I don't know that you need to give somebody television. Oh, sorry, we talked about that a minute ago. But I don't know that you need to do that to show your appreciation of their existence in your life. Just smile, be happy, know who you are, think who you are, be happy about it. So that's answering the questions about how do I celebrate Christmas. I love it for the kids, and I see how they get excited. My sons put up the Christmas tree this year, and I was laughing because they only put the ornaments on the front of the tree. I don't get it. So when you look at it from the back, the tree is completely naked. But hey, you know what? He tried, and I appreciate the fact that I didn't have to do it this year. But yeah, that's how that went down. Greg, thank you very much for that, as well as Lisa and Diane and Nate. Thank you very much for your emails. To everyone else, Merry Christmas, if that's what you celebrate. And if you don't, we were told a long time ago to be happy for the winter festive season. I don't know if that works for everybody when they don't have winter. However, for all of us, we want to wind this down. This is the last show before Christmas, and we'll get back to you just before the new year begin. Have a safe time. Enjoy the holidays. Hug the one that you haven't seen for a long time. For a lot of us, it's been a couple of years because of the COVID. Spend time with the people that makes a difference in your life. It's not about the present. It's not about the great food, even though that's really good. It's about the ability to embrace somebody in the physical and have them in your presence. Talk crap as you normally do, as we normally do, and enjoy yourself. Be safe about it. I want you to enjoy, if you celebrate this holiday, or whichever holiday you celebrate, be one. Tap into yourself. Be the best son, brother, father, mother, wife, sister, cousin, human being that you can possibly be. Appreciate the fact that you have this amazing ability to sit down and hang out with someone. If this is the time and you're not in that place and you may feel that you may be alone for Christmas, you are never alone. I need to go there. You are never alone. There's always the spiritual guide. All that nature has to offer is within you. And just because the people are not around you making a whole bunch of noise doesn't mean you're neglected or left out. You are still within great company. Enjoy your company. Enjoy life, enjoy all of Christmas, be safe about it, and be kind about it. Now, I want to tap into, don't overdo the eating or the drinking part, because you will pay for it. And we've all been there, that you Christmas day, Christmas night, you said, oh my Lord, I'm so full, I can't stand straight. However, we should be eating healthy diets, and I say this all the time. I want you to be consciously aware that, yes, it's Christmas, let your guards down, eat a lot of Christmassy stuff, whatever that means, but enjoy yourself and be safe and be happy. Make sure that you're getting the best out of this Christmas season as you possibly can. For those who celebrate Christmas and those who embrace Christmas and love all of it, Merry Christmas to you. You deserve it. We've had a very hard year. We've gone through the COVID roller coaster. We've gone up, and now here it's coming back again for a second ride, but I'm not touching that. Happy holidays, everybody. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your time. Enjoy the existence. Enjoy your good health, because at the end of the day, that's all that really, really matters, is that you enjoy your day. Tap into your spirituality, everybody. Spend some time. If you get some time off from work, spend some time with you. Figure out how to meditate. Try to get that peace and tranquility to come into your life. Try to get that honesty. Try to get that purity. Try to get the happiness and to live happily, happy, and be free. Do not go out of your way to make life miserable for others. Do not seek to be vindictive. You don't win. Do not seek to cause harm to another. You don't benefit. What has happened has happened. Accept it and move on. Let go. Life is like that. Let it go. when you're journeying through life, trying to figure out how to get back, how to get revenge, how to stick it to somebody, you've already missed the mark. It's already past you. It's behind you. Be mindful and be careful not to repeat that that brought you to that mindset. And by entertaining the idea of seeking revenge, you might be bringing that forth on you. I'm going to go, but thank you very much. And I want to tell you, please, it's important to put the worries of the past mistakes away. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101.